My name is Simon Cox. The date is the 15th of September. The time is 7:15 in the morning, and I'm interviewing on behalf of the Wellcome Trust. Can I firstly ask you to state your name, date of birth, and where you've come from?
I'm Kay Curry, and I was born 7th of March 1992, so I'm 17, and I'm from Manchester.
How long have you lived in Manchester for?
All my life, yeah.
What do you think of the city?
Manchester, I love it, it's great. It's got a lot going for it, good atmosphere.
What do you do in Manchester?
What do? I go shopping. I go to concerts. I just go out and about, really. It's a great city.
What kind of concerts do you go to?
I went to see Coldplay on Saturday at the Lancashire Cricket Ground, which was awesome.
What particular kind of music are you into?
A bit of this and a bit of that, really. I like my Coldplay, but I like R&B and anything in the charts, so I'm easy going.
Do you like to go to many live concerts?
Yeah, the more the merrier. It's a good atmosphere. It's fun.
And are you at school at the moment?
I'm at college, yeah. I'm at a private school, sixth form. So, hard work.
What are you studying at the moment?
I'm doing history, French and English Lit at A level.
Any thoughts on what you want to continue on after college?
I want to go to university and study history and politics.
Why history and politics?
Oh, because I love history. It's so interesting, and I've always been politically aware. Well, I hope I am, and I think it's really good to get involved in it, so combination of the two suits me down to the ground.
What got you into politics?
I do Model United Nations at school, so I've had to do research for that when I've been on the political committee, and just watching the news really and seeing what's going on around me, it's just so relevant that I couldn't help but get involved.
And how did you get involved in the United Nations project?
Through school, so I've travelled to Belfast, Eton College, a few of my local schools, and just take it as it goes, really. It's good fun.
What did you do when you were in Belfast?
Well, I just stayed at the conference, really. Had a chance to look around the city. Went to Giant's Causeway. I can't remember. And yeah, just the conference, really.
What are your thoughts about young people in politics?
Not involved enough, not interested. They just find it boring, or they don't know anything. So, like, I think it's really important that young people try and get involved, and it's more appealing to them. So,
how would you try and get more young people involved in politics?
Oh God, I don't know. That's a tricky one. I don't know. I think to a certain extent you just have to just like it, and that's the only way really that you can get involved is because you like it. So, and if people don't, then it's a shame, but you can't do much about that.
And what are you planning? Any thoughts at the moment about what you want to do after university?
Hopefully something in politics related. Maybe the real UN or government or just anything, really. Maybe an NGO, I don't know.
Taking you to the plinth, how did you first hear about the project?
I read some articles on it in The Independent. I saw coverage of the first day, I think it was. And it looked like a great opportunity, really. And just a lot of fun, so here I am now.
How did you feel when you found out you got a place?
Well, I was quite surprised because I didn't actually think I'd get it. I didn't really know how you divided out the places, and I wasn't really expecting it. But yeah, I was really pleased. I was excited. Nervous now though.
What do you plan to do with your hour?
I'm going to ring a bell and say the names of the 213 British soldiers that have died out in Afghanistan in the war.
What's the significance of the war
I completely disagree that about the war. I don't think we should be in Afghanistan, and you know, it's an awful shame that 213 soldiers have died, and I hope that, you know, there's not going to be many more, or any more, for that matter.
When did you first get involved with your feelings about the war?
Well, I think quite recently there've been more and more casualties, but I've always been anti-war, really, and I just, the more I hear about it, the more it angers me that we're there, and I hope that, you know, we'll see sense and withdraw, because I just don't see the point of being there, really. I think it's senseless.
You seem very actively involved in politics and have some very good opinions. When could you say when this stemmed from a very young age?
No, it was probably from about, 12, 13. You know, it's just come about from watching the news and listening to my parents, and, you know, just stuff like that, really. It's not anything heavier than that. But you know, you've got to take an interest and know what's going on, and that's what it's all about, really. So
are your parents politically involved?
No, I wouldn't say they are, but you know, they've always I've always listened to their opinions, and they've encouraged me to then form my own opinions, so you know, they've been as helpful as can possibly be. But no, I'd say I'm the political one of the family.
And what do your friends think about your interest in politics?
Yeah, a lot of them share the same views as me, and a lot of them don't share the same views as me, so there's some heated debates, but yeah, it's they support me, so it's good.
What was the most recent debate about?
Oh God, it was actually about the Afghanistan war. On Friday, I chaired at my school, should Britain withdraw troops from the Afghanistan war? But I didn't debate, I chaired it. So it was good listening to, you know, other people's opinions and not like being in the limelight particularly. So,
is debating part of the curriculum?
No, it's not. It's a like lunchtime activity. So there's a debate in society, and I have become like chairman or chairleader, so you know, I'll be chairing them from now on, and picking the topics, and yeah, so it's good.
Outside of politics, what other interests do you have at this moment?
What other interests do I have? I like music, traveling,
Traveling recently?
I went to Turkey about 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, for a week, and then earlier than that I went to France on work experience.
What were you doing in France?
I was working in retail to like practice my French and hopefully improve, which I, fingers crossed, have done.
What is the importance of traveling?
I just think it's great to get out there. I mean, there's a world out there, and meeting different people and just the different cultures. It's I've learned a lot through different people that I've met, and just experienced a different way of life, because I've been to some quite diverse places. So, you know, it's been quite eye-opening, which is good.
What's the most diverse place you've been to?
Been to Thailand, Morocco, Tunisia and Africa. I'd say Thailand probably had the biggest impact on me. It was just a different world. Well, to me, because I was still quite young. I was only about 11 when we went. So yeah, it has made a big impact on me.
How long did you travel in Thailand?
How long? 3 weeks we were there in total, and then we were in a different place each week, so yeah, it was great.
Who did you travel with?
With my family, because we've got a family out there actually, so yeah, I was out there with with my entire family.
And what does your mum and dad do?
My mum is a primary school teacher, and my dad is a entrepreneur. Yeah.
Do you have any other siblings?
Yeah, I do. I have a big sister, Alex, who is 2 years older than me.
And what's Alex doing at the moment?
Alex is at Cardiff University, studying French and Spanish, and she's just about to go into her second year.
How would you describe your relationship with her?
Oh, great. We're best friends. We're very close. She's an amazing person. So yeah.
How about your relationship with your parents?
Yeah, you know, they're very supportive of any decision I decide to take, which is such a relief. And yeah, they're pretty great as well. So it's good.
As you know, this project's trying to get a portrayal of modern Britain. Mm. So I'm going to ask you, if you can, at this moment in time, to try and paint a picture of yourself for us.
Okay.
Often a good way to start is to think about the three words that you use to describe yourself when you applied for the project.
Okay. What did I use? I used genuine, passionate, and opinionated, probably. I can't remember. To paint a picture of myself, what, my parents?
As of you at this moment in time, as a 17-year-old.
As a 17-year-old.
What are you expecting to gain from being on the pitch?
Well, I'd like to see more confidence, but I'm already fairly confident, so I don't know what I'm hoping to gain. Just some I don't think it's really self gain, more as awareness for my cause, really. I'm not really doing it for myself, I wouldn't say.
And how are you going to continue the cause after your hour?
How are we going to continue? Just continue to you know, go to a few protests or you know, continue at my school trying to make other people more aware of what's going on in Afghanistan, or just anything, really. I don't know.
Do you feel that protesting does have an impact?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think it's good to be able to express the way you feel about something, and yeah, I think some protests have been really successful. So
have you been on any recent protests?
Recent? No, I haven't. No. Because most of the protests down in London aren't like that, the big ones. So and I don't usually travel down here because it's quite far from Manchester. But yeah, I'll be maybe coming here to go to university, so I'll be able to get more involved then.
What do you like about London?
Oh, it's a great city. It's just electric, isn't it? It's got so much history, and I walk to. I've been inside the Houses of Parliament recently, actually, but I walked there last night, and just the lights and with the river and then the London Eye, it's gorgeous. It's really such a nice place.
You mentioned you're very opinionated. What gets you quite angry at the moment?
What gets me angry? Anything. Muslim women covering themselves up from head to toe. It's the first thing that comes to my head.
Could you elaborate on that?
Oh, I just don't think that women should have to cover themselves up. I hate that. I just hate the fact that they feel they should, because, you know, I'm a woman and I'm quite a feminist, so that's it, really. I can't think what else gets me angry. My parents were this morning, but that's about it.
What do you think about the Islamic religion?
Yeah, you know, religion is freedom, so people can choose what religion to be, or if they're born into it or whatever. But for me, it's a bit, as a girl, I am a bit wary of the fact that they make their women like cover up from head to toe. I don't like that as a person, but you know, if that's what they're willing to do and they don't mind, then fair play to them.
And you mentioned you're a feminist. What particular views do you have?
Oh, just pro the woman, and you know, we're you know, Margaret Thatcher and all that. So
what other inspiring female historical characters are there?
What other, well, I studied the suffragettes in history, although she's escaping me now, the woman, Emmeline Pankhurst, that's it, who was obviously a great heroine. There's Margaret Thatcher, I can't think of anyone else. Not any British ones, anyway. I can't think, sorry.
How does Margaret Thatcher make you feel?
How she made me feel? Proud, because, you know, she is our first woman Prime Minister, and I personally think she did a great job, and although I know not many people share my view. She was pretty strong, and you know, she held her own, and those qualities I like in women, so.
And you mentioned that there would be a couple of non-British characters. Do you mind elaborating on that?
I can't actually think of any right now. Her name is just escaping me. I'm sorry.
What did she do?
That's also escaping me. I can't think, sorry. Must be the nerves. Sorry.